We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's Friday. It's ProFootballTalk.com. It's Mike Florio time here on the show. It's brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Mike, we're doing great here. It's Friday, and nothing can mess up a Friday, the last hour of the show. You know how that is, right? You get towards the end, and you're taking a little time off on Saturday and Sunday now, aren't you?
No.
Really?
What? No, I mean, I don't work as hard on Saturday and Sunday, but I don't. I haven't taken a day off since January 1, 2004.
What? Mike.
So you've now joined the National Football League, the league that never sleeps.
Yes.
Wow.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It's not really work. I mean, I've had real jobs. I've had jobs where I would sit and stare at the clock on the wall and swear to God it was moving backward, right? I have had miserable jobs. I have had dirty jobs. I have had stressful jobs. And what I do is not a job. Like, for me, very rarely do I just turn off my laptop or my desktop and my phone and watch TV or watch a movie. I'll do it. You know, I'll take a few hours off on a Friday night and spend time with my wife. But, you know, just kind of hanging around the house, I'll have the laptop open and post a story and half hour later post another and half hour later post another. And, you know, we got a machine that needs to be fed. You got to keep shoveling coal into it or people are going to go somewhere else.
You're right. And speaking of it, stories like, and kind of a surprise of all the guys that would get suspended for PEDs. I never had Patrick Peterson, one of the best cover corners in football, as one of those guys. That surprised you a little bit, had to.
Well, yeah, it did surprise me. And here's the thing. Based upon the report from Ian Rappaport of NFL Media, who is the NFL? You know, some people in the industry get freaked out when I point out that the people who work for NFL Media are taking a paycheck from the NFL. They're inherently conflicted because they are working for the league. But in situations like this, when they are reporting on details about why someone tested positive, why they're being suspended, number one, they're violating their own confidentiality policy. But number two, we have to assume they're accurate. So when Rappaport says that Peterson is suspended six games because he got four for having a PED in his sample and another two because they found a masking agent in the sample, that tells me this guy tried to cheat. He got a masking agent that not only didn't work, but also was detected. So don't tell me, oh, he's responsible for what's in his body. Yes, because he deliberately, intentionally put it in his body because he chased it with a masking agent. Right. You know, these guys never get called out as cheaters because there's always some vague safe harbor they can float around in of, oh, well, I got a supplement at the GNC, and who knew that the only way I was going to look like the picture on the jar was if I took this stuff that secretly was full of steroids, right? So there's always this kind of plausible, oh, well, this isn't really who I am. Yes, it is. Your urine has outed you as who you are. You cheated. You tried to avoid being cheated, and you got caught.
Yep.
And here's what I wonder, because from time to time, the NFL will say the number of guys who are caught via the PED testing program proves that it's effective. Well, does it? Because for every guy that's caught, how many guys are there that are doing it that aren't caught? I don't know. I don't think anyone knows, but I think we have to assume that the success rate is not 100%.
Yeah, it was just a wild story when it came out, and Patrick Peterson at first was going to go against it and all that. Just take the suspension and move on. Like he said, it's time to move forward.
Well, no, but you have a right to appeal.
I understand that.
And now the appeal process is truly independent. It's not judge, jury, and executioner like it used to be. But when you drop your appeal, what you're telling me is you did it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You took a PED and you took a masking agent to cover up the PED. And if you watch the video, I wasn't mad about it until I watched the video of him apologizing. It's a half-hearted, who really cares? Like, the only thing he's mad about is that it all came out on Thursday, the night of his gala, the night before his golf tournament. I mean, look, Don't cheat and these things won't happen.
Right.
Very awkward. Mike, what do you think about all the greatness going on with the Jets right now and Adam Gase and just the whole storyline up there? What the hell's going on up there?
Well, you know, what's been your reaction down there to the news that a division rival is now run completely by Adam Gase and I think likely will be run completely by Adam Gase when they hire a GM?
Well, it's funny you said that because people look at his record and just are shocked that he's put himself in this situation because, Mike, that was the only head coaching job he was going to get. If it wasn't the Jets, he's going to have to go find a coordinator job somewhere. And now all of a sudden, he got to the owner and he is running the show. Hell, he made a trade as interim general manager already. So I think everybody is really shocked that he picked up so much power so quickly in New York after what he did here for 3 years.
Yeah, and he wasn't even the first choice to be the coach of the team. And look, I'm a firm believer in ripping the Band-Aid off in one motion and hiring a new GM and a new coach at the same time. If you're thinking about firing both, don't fire the coach, hire a new coach, and then fire the GM and hire a new one. You want a GM and the coach to be joined at the hip. You want and to, whatever the structure, the top two people in the football operation need to be on the same page. And, you know, ideally you would say in New York, we want the best man for the job and whoever it's going to be. Well, no, because what if it's somebody who comes in and says, hey, this is a great job. I just want my own coach. You know, what happens is as guys work their way up the ranks, they develop friendships and relationships and they have a short list of people they would want to hire as head coach. So unless you just coincidentally hire a GM who would have had Adam Gase at the top of his, this is who I would hire to be my head coach list, you're going to get a situation where the GM eventually tries to get his own coach in there. So it's better at this point for the Jets to just let Gase hire the GM. And I think Gase is ultimately going to run the show. Even if the GM has final say authority in his contract, I think Gase is still going to be the guy who's in charge. And now we see how long it lasts. I mean, I don't know, the over under 2.5 years. I don't know. I look, maybe with Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell and that defense, maybe they can turn this around. Maybe he can continue the work that he started in Miami, got to the playoffs the first year. But, you know, he's really operating on a very high wire with no net at this point.
Boy, and we've been saying the same thing. He's got himself in a situation he may like right now with a lot of power and authority, but he better win because he's known as a quarterback coach. You better get this guy playing at a high level. What about Le'Veon Bell and that relationship? It's now pretty clear, and I think very accurate. He didn't want him to start with.
No. See, I think Manish Mehta is the one who conflated this incorrectly. Not wanting to pay him what they paid him is different from not wanting him. And I believe that, well, I know that the news that was floating around out there that it was down to the Jets and the Ravens, and I think that was one that Ian Rappaport was pushing, that was just false. The Ravens never talked to Le'Veon Bell's agent, never communicated with Le'Veon Bell's agent, never made an offer. They were never in it. But the agent needed a second team to be perceived to be at the table to get the Jets to pay top dollar. And I believe Gase knew that the Ravens weren't in it, and I believe that Gase tried his damnedest to get people to realize that it was all phony, fake news, BS, and they still paid Bell more than they had to pay Bell to get him. I think that's what he was upset about, and that may have been one of the catalysts for the ultimate change. So, you know, I think this is fixed very easily. I think Gase grabs Le'Veon Bell and says, look, man, this stuff that you saw in the paper, look, here's what went on. I thought we were paying too much because I knew what was really happening with the negotiations. And good for you and good for your agent that you got the deal. You got the deal. The deal's done. That's not going away now. Here's the reality. We're on the same team. And you want to do well. I want to do well. Let's work together and do well. And we move forward from here. And we try to be as successful. And, you know, prove me wrong. Prove that we didn't pay you too much. Prove that we paid you not enough. Go out there and gain 2,000 yards from scrimmage and we make the playoffs and off we go. I think it's very easy for Gase to fix it.
Mike, the other side of that for me, just being down here and being around Adam Gase, and I know you're close to him too, Landry, Jay Ajayi, and Ndamukong Suh. Combination of a little bit of everything in that group. And I just think he is a big culture guy, big locker room guy. He wants everybody. He'd rather have overachievers and stuff. And I think this guy turned him off as soon as Le'Veon Bell started skipping voluntary I could just see somebody pulling out the hair they have left in the head coach up there.
Well, I you know how everybody's got their own strategy for dealing with losing their hair, and thank God I haven't had to come up with mine yet.
Me neither.
Gase's strategy is get a hat that's too small for his head and pull it down really, really far. Right?
Only when he's talking.
That's all he does
only
now.
When he talks,
It's, you know, it's like, dude, you know, you're still Vladimir Putin under there. You know that, right? So anyway, yeah. You're right. I mean, there's an approach to team building, and you know, I think everybody wants to copy what the Patriots have done, but the problem is you've got to get the lawnmower started before the lawnmower will run.
That's true.
And, you know, Gase tried to pull the ripcord as hard as he could in Miami, and it just ultimately didn't work. And that's going to be the challenge, getting enough guys on board who will do things the way the Patriots do them. I think that's why he was attracted to guys like Brandon Bolden and Danny Amendola. Let's bring some of these guys
in. No question.
So these guys can see what it takes to be a successful team. It's not about how much money can I get. It's not about how famous am I. It's not about how many cars can I buy. It's about having a team that achieves more together than the individuals ever could achieve on their own. And again, it's not easy to do. You have to find the right people. You have to find the right players. And even though Gase says everyone's got a clean slate, you know, if he continues to be in charge of this team over the next couple of years, you're going to see a lot of guys who are not Gase guys who end up going elsewhere. And the question is, will ownership give him enough time to make it work? And the key is the quarterback. If Sam Darnold's a real deal and Gase can get the most out of him, then Gase is going to have the time to put the guys around him that he wants to have.
Let me just ask you one last thing. I'm going to put this whole Adam Gase New York Jet thing to bed. Father-in-law is linebacker coach for the New York Jets defense. Father-in-law also was a big reason the defensive coordinator spent a year out of football getting suspended. How in the hell is that going to work? And then the defensive coordinator hires this kid that nobody likes. How is that all going to play out with Adam on the offense and defense of a guy that you didn't actually hire yourself?
Yeah, I think that Gase at some level thinks that having that kind of everyone knows it's their dysfunction is good for business. That like it leads to it's genuine competition. You don't have to fake anything. There's going to be competition between offense and defense, and there's going to be a level of, I think he likes a level of agitation, an inherent level of agitation. Even though he wants a bunch of team guys, he doesn't want anyone to get comfortable. And I think if you have inherent discomfort in how your organization is structured, that keeps everyone focused, right? You know, when everything's going well, it's very easy to get soft, isn't it?
Yes.
But when you're constantly thinking, what's going on here? You know, I better get out of bed and get to work and bust my ass today so I'm not the one who loses out in this whatever it is that's going on. And it could be that culture is what caused Mike Maccagnan to get sucked out the exit door, that he's not wired to deal with having that kind of constant tension and turmoil and agitation. And Gase's belief may be the more of that stuff you have, the better you're going to be when it's time to go play a football game, which is nonstop tension and agitation and frustration, because you got 11 guys trying to do one thing and you got 11 other guys trying to do the exact opposite.
Mike, as always, thanks for your time. But before we let you go, you got a pool at your house or no?
Yes.
You pee in the pool?
I don't go in the pool.
Okay. We just had a question here. Joe is just like, he is flabbergasted by the fact we had a poll question today. Do you pee in the pool or hot tub? And 51% said yes.
No, wait a minute. Somebody else's pool? Would I pee like
just
public
in
pool?
General? Just in general.
I would never pee in my own pool. It's okay. My pool.
Correct.
I mean, why do I? I mean, because if I'm going to pee in somebody's pool, I'm going to get out and leave. Like I'm never getting in that pool again. There's no amount of chlorine that can address the fact that my urine
you,
is
Mike.
Floating around in the water.
Yep. Great. Smart
so
guys
public
think
okay.
Alike. Yeah.
Public okay.
No,
but
when I was a kid, like when you're a dumb kid, like yeah, you pee in the pool. I mean, who doesn't? That's why they put all the chlorine in there. Otherwise, it's an open-air toilet.
You're right. That's a good point. Yeah. All right, just had to ask. Just
I'm surprised they don't sprinkle. What are they putting out? Lime? They should put lime in the pool, too.
That's right.
I've never pooped in the pool.
No. That was not the question, and no, I was afraid to even ask that. I don't even want to know what the answer is on that.
Mike, yeah, you can stop now. That's fine. Hey, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but listen, I have a pool. Actually, I have two pools. One, I have a hot tub that's actually a small pool that's above the other pool, and there's a waterfall effect. It's kind of a neat thing. I never go in it, though. It looks nice. Yeah. I like to go out there and say, boy, look how clean the pool is. I went in it not once last year, and the year before it I was in twice. So I guess something's wrong with me.
I'm the only one who uses mine. My kids don't use the pool either. I'm the only one who goes in that every day.
Oh, no,
like
everybody
pool.
Else uses the pool. My wife's in the pool. My kid's in the pool. I got nephews that come over, and they're in the pool. And I'm just like, yeah, there's the pool. And
I'm glad to see you're doing something with all that damn money you're That's making. Right. Thank you, Mike. That's good to hear.
Actually, I pee in the pool from outside of the pool. That's what I should do. Since I don't go in it, who cares? See ya.
Bye, Mike.
Mike Florio.
Got him on a roll today, boy.
I should have started the interview with that. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com brought you by
in your own pool,
Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.